Welcome to the Space Show, Philip.
Thank you.
You're working on a rather interesting satellite project with Japan.
That's right, yes. It's called VSOP, the VLBI Space Observatory Program.
Perhaps we could go over the orbit that the VSOP is going to go into. It'd be highly elliptical, won't it?
That's right, yes. In order to have a long range of baselines between our telescope in space and our telescopes on the ground, the VSOP satellite will be in a very elliptical orbit. The apogee, or the furthest point from the Earth, will be at an altitude of about 22,000 kilometres, and the perigee will be at a height of about 1,000 kilometres above the Earth's surface. It'll be moving in this elliptical orbit and completing one orbit in about 6.6 hours.
So that's basically going to give you a varying baseline, in much the same way that with the Australia telescope, they've got them mounted on railway tracks so they can move them to different distances.
That's right. Yes, that's exactly right. The Australia telescope obviously can't have its telescopes rolling along the tracks all the time, whereas having this satellite in space, it will be constantly moving, and so there'll be a whole range of baselines with any one observation, which of course gives rise to problems, because with VLBI, in order to bring to correlate the signals, or to bring the signals from the two telescopes together sometime after the actual observing has been done, the actual distance between the two telescopes has to be known very accurately. And with a satellite that's in an orbit which is always slightly changing, one of the difficult aspects of the project will be to keep tabs on this orbit, to keep predictions of it for future observations, and also to backtrack and work out exactly where the satellite was.
How long do you expect the satellite to be active for?
The nominal lifetime of the satellite is 3 years. That mainly comes about because of the solar panels. Everything will be powered by from the sun using large solar panels, and degradation of the solar panels just from cosmic radiation over the lifetime of the satellite will probably mean the solar panels won't be able to generate enough power after 3 or 4 years.
Yes, you'll be going in and out of the Van Allen radiation belts, won't you?
That's right, yes. Another of the problems we'll be having is that, of course, we'll be going in and out of eclipse during the lifetime of the mission as well. So that there's a battery on board to provide some backup for when the power is suddenly cut off as we go into eclipse. But it's quite a hostile environment up there.
Okay, and will you be at the launch site when it goes up?
I certainly plan to be, yes.
So where's the launch? Where is it going to be?
It'll be launched. Satellites are generally launched as close to the equator as possible, just to take advantage of the Earth's rotation, to give it a bit of an extra kick. So the launch will be from the southern tip of Kyushu, the southernmost of the four main islands of Japan, and that will take place September next year.
During the when the fishing fleet is in town.
That's right, yes. One of the uniquely Japanese aspects of their space program is that agreements have to be made with the local fishermen to when these things can be launched, yes.
Well, we certainly look forward to a successful launch.
Thank you.
And we hope that you manage to get some of your research proposals accepted.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Space Show, Philip.
It's been a pleasure.